The book of Dvarim focuses on Moshe Rabbeinu's directive, his last tzavah, reminding Klal Yisrael what their mission is in life. So the Gemara tells us, Darash Rabbi Simloi, Mipnei man nisave Moshe Rabbeinu likones la'eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire to enter Eretz Yisrael? V'chi le'echol mipirya hutzarech? Did he need to eat its fruit? O lisba mituvo hutzarech? Or did he need to satiate himself? Of course not. Elakach Omar Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself. Harbe mitzvos ditztavu Yisrael. There were many mitzvos that Klal Yisrael had been commanded. Ve'en miskaimin ela be'eretz Yisrael. That could only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanes ani la'aretz. I will enter the land kedei sheyiskaimu kulan ayadi, so that all the mitzvos I will be able to fulfill. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, do you seek? Are you mevakesh? Are you requesting? Do you seek anything other than to be mekabel, to gain schar, to gain reward? Even though you're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael to have the opportunity to do these mitzvos, I will make it mala ani alechem. I will make it as if keilu asisem, as if you had done them. Now this is very comforting for Moshe Rabbeinu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and tell Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry about it, it's going to be okay. Even though you're not going to have the opportunity to do the mitzvos, I will compensate you, I will make it as if you had done them. It's very comforting, but it's very misleading. And what it does is it cheapens mitzvos. Think about it for a second. A person works and toils in Torah and mitzvos, and he's compensated because he did the mitzvos. And then you have someone that didn't do the mitzvos and didn't work for these mitzvos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it as if he did them. Doesn't it cheapen or delegitimize the idea of you work, you're compensated, you don't work, you aren't compensated? Sheshes yamim, for 6 days, tavod, you shall work, and the seventh day is the day where you receive all of your rest and your benefits and your reward, your compensation. Essentially, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is he's giving over to people this false sense of security that I don't have to work and I don't have to toil or struggle, but because I feel bad that you're not able to do it, I'm going to make it as if you did it. Besides the fact, Anas Rachmana Patre, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the opportunity. But now every single person is going to come and say, look, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to work and he was compensated. You know what? Let me sit back, let me relax, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will have compassion on me as well, that I'll be compensated for my work. Why can't every person just make that claim and say, look, you did it by Moshe Rabbeinu, why can't you do it for us? It's very misleading, and it's going down a very dangerous slope. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a free pass, Kabayachal, that everyone will be able to have a pischon peh. Well, if you did it to Moshe Rabbeinu, you gave him reward for work that he didn't do, well, perhaps you can do it for me as well. And that's our first question. How do we understand This Gemara Maseches Soteh Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu and the end of time. Interestingly, this week's Parsha as well, Moshe Rabbeinu reminds Klal Yisrael, of the covenant, of the pact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made with Avraham Avinu, reminded Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had come and taken them out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav. Who's this HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Klal Yisrael is so fortunate. Klal Yisrael was the one that was taken out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was the one that had experienced, that had witnessed all of these unbelievable miracles. As the Pasuk says, Ve'eschem lokach Hashem. Vayotzi eschem mikor habarzel Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken you out of the kor barzel from Mitzrayim to be a nation. Lios lo la'om nachala kayom hazeh. Obviously, the idea of Klal Yisrael being enslaved was foretold by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu in the Bris Bein Habsarim, as the Pasuk in Lech Lecha Perek Tes Vav comes and tells us in Pasuk Yedalit, Vayomer LaAvraham Yoda Teda, you will surely know, Ki Ger Yiez Aracha Beretz Olahem, that your seed will be strangers in a land that's not theirs, Vavadum Yinu Osa Marba Me Oshana, and they will serve them and they will oppress them for 400 years. Vegames Hagoi, Asher Yavodu Don Anochi. And that nation that oppressed them, that enslaved them, Don Anochi, I will surely judge. V'acharichein Yetzu B'rachush Gadol, and then they're going to leave B'rachush Gadol. So the Mefarshim are bothered that we always know that the Torah is very precise. The Torah is very exact. The Torah doesn't waste words, let alone letters. We're able to extrapolate halachos. From even the ksarim, the crowns upon osios. How much more so one letter we're able to glean or learn halachos from. And therefore, why is it that the pasuk says, "Vegames hagoy asher yavodu don anochi," I will judge? What the pasuk should say is, "Vegames hagoy asher yavodu adon," and the nation that enslaved you, I will surely judge. What's the extra word? Vegames hagoy asher yavodu don anochi, I will judge. The pasuk could have easily said, "Adon, I will judge." That's our second question. And our third and final question is the Medrash Tanchuma, based upon a pasuk in this week's parsha of Ki Anochi Meis Ba'aretz Hazos. So the Medrash comes and tells us that Kishi Higia Eis Ptiraso Min Ha'olam Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, that when it came time for the Ptira, for the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Heiniach Zra'osav Alibo, he placed his arms on his heart, Va'amar Li Yisrael, and said to Yisrael, Ru'u Masofel Shel Basar Ve'adam, look what is the end of Basar Ve'adam, of a human being. Essentially, we're all about to die. Asks the Chasam Sofer, We're talking about the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu act the way every single person who is on his deathbed or is about to die acts? Meaning, every person before he's about to die, he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And yet, the Medrash tells us that that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. What Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was he was showing Klal Yisrael, look at what happens to a person at the end of time. He places his arms on his heart, and he says to them, Ru'u, ma sofo shel basar v'dam. What is the end of time? How does it look for a man, for a human being? It's a very difficult, ask the Chassam Sofer, it's a very difficult idea that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was coming and leaving Klal Yisrael with. It seems to be a very different scene than Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed. Now, what was the scene on Yaakov Avinu's deathbed? The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. The Rambam tells us V'lama korin kein misorasi biyadeinu. Why is it that we read this pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet that it's a misorasi biyadeinu, that it's a misora, it's passed down from generation to generation. At the time that Yaakov Avinu gathered his children in Mitzrayim, b'shas misozo, at the time of his death, tzivum v'zarzum ayichad Hashem, he commanded them and he prodded them to be mechazek, to strengthen their emunah b'Hashem, their belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. V'alderech Hashem shaholach bo Avram v'Yitzchak Avinu, and that they should continue to go and live their lives in the ways of Avram and Yitzchak. V'shal osam v'amar lehem b'ni shema yesh b'chem psulos. So he asked his children, my children, perhaps there's among you deficient yichus, perhaps there's someone that isn't living the life of Avraham and Yitzchak, Misha Eino Omed Imi B'Yichud Hashem, that isn't living the life of Hashem. So Anu Kulam, they all gathered together and answered in unison, V'amru, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear Israel, referring to Yaakov, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. Meaning to say, Shama Mimenu Avinu Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And at that point, once Yaakov Avinu had heard that all of his children believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus Yichud Hashem, he began and he recited as a response, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Leolam Vo'ed. Lefikach, therefore, Navu Kol Yisrael Lomar Shevach sheshavach bo Yisrael hazaken achar pasuk ze. In essence, the idea, the mesorah biyodeinu, the idea of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, acknowledges and reinforces the notion that we are a people that are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad essentially comes and reminds us and our children what our mission statement is in our lives. And we obviously know that this is what every parent has to come and teach his children. And once a parent teaches his children that pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, now that child has to live with that mantra and has to live with that that statement, that pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we as Bnei Yaakov, we believe in the Achdus Hashem and the Yichud Hashem. For Moshe Rabbeinu did not, he didn't have to come and say that pasuk on his deathbed. Because a person on his deathbed is coming and acknowledging V'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha, that I, even onto my deathbed, come and acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's controlling the world. That even if I didn't live my life as an Eved Hashem, my last breaths in this world, I'm coming and acknowledging that which I wasn't able to accomplish my entire life. And that's what it means, that afilu shoachas kodem yisaso, that even one moment before a person's death, he can be makabel tshuva upon himself. Moshe Rabbeinu did not need that Kabbalah. Moshe Rabbeinu did not need to come and accept tshuva upon himself, because his entire life was a life that was lived al kiddush Hashem. His entire life he believed be'emunah shelema in yichud Hashem. He didn't need to say Shema Yisrael. He did not need to come and proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I finally believe in Yichud Hashem. Unlike any other person, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show Am Yisrael, my dear children, I have no regrets. I lived my life the way that it was intended. I lived a lichatchila life. There's no remorse, there's no regrets, there's no need for tshuva because I'm dying in Adam Shalem. I don't have to come even on my deathbed and acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence. So unlike every other person, they have to come and announce and proclaim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to show that there's no psoles. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to do that. He was someone that lived. He lived, not only died, but lived Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And therefore, on his deathbed, he was able to sit with his arms folded. And he was able to show Klal Yisrael, this is what happens. Don't wait to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because all man ends up dying. So live your life with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Don't wait till the end, because this is what happens to man. We all die. Don't wait for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad for your deathbed. Don't live, or don't die as a Shema Yisrael Jew, but live your life as a Shema Yisrael Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu lived his life as a Shema Yisrael Jew. He didn't die as a Shema Yisrael Jew. Avraham Avinu was someone who brought that belief of Shema Yisrael into the world. The Rambam told us the Mesorah of Shema Yisrael emanated and started with Avraham Avinu. It was Avraham Avinu, says the Rambam, Kivan Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, from the time that this strong one was weaned, Hischil Lishotei Bedaito, he began to question He was a youth. He was a minor. V'hizchil lachshov. He began to question and to think day and night. Eich efshar shi'agilgal hazeh noeg tamid. How could this world continue to survive? Who's controlling the world? It has to be that there's a manig. Ki efshar shi'isavik. Doesn't run itself. V'lohaya lo melameid. He didn't have a teacher. V'lo modia davar. No one to enlighten him. Elamushka bor kazdim, he lived among the idolaters, the tips from the fools, and his parents as well, and the entire people were idolaters. But ultimately, Uben Arbaim Shana Hikir Avram Isboro, he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the creator of the world. Kevan Shehikir Vieda, and since he recognized it, Hiskil Lahashiv Chuvos, he began to respond and to accost the people that inhabited the land. And he began to question them and it caused them to question themselves. Avraham Avinu's entire life, he lived with that mantra of Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem was the first of the Aseres Hadibros of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of the land of Egypt. And that, I believe, is why the Pasuk comes and says that extra word, V'games Hagoy Asher Yavodu Don Anochi, and that nation that enslaved you, that embittered your lives, Don Anochi, I will judge. The reason why your children are zochet to leave is because their av, their father, lived a life of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And therefore the psukim are reminding us the reason why that they are going to enter this covenant with me is because you, Avram, believed in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. And the bris ben hapsarim reminds us for eternity that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Egyptians is because of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that Avraham Avinu came and recognized and uttered. That was the Mahus, the essence. Avraham Avinu, he lived his life as a Jew. And as a Jew, it's Ma'aminim B'nai Ma'aminim. It's V'games Hagai Don Anochi, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will be the one who will judge, because you, the children of Avraham Avinu, live your lives, or are supposed to live your lives as your forefather of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And that's Pshat. That's Pshat, how we understand that Gemara. The Gemara in Sota comes and tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to give Avram, to give Moshe Rabbeinu a free pass. I'll make it ki'ilu. It's as if you've done the mitzvos. You never were doing the mitzvos. You never were in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was different, because his entire life, he was a chefsa shel mitzvah. His entire life, he was engrossed in mitzvos. He loved the mitzvos. He taught the mitzvos. No one would be able to have a taina. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't you give it to us for free? The answer is that no one lived their lives being able to come and say that with unbelievable certainty, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, was not only in death, but also in living. And therefore, it was reserved for Moshe Rabbeinu Ke'ilu. It's as if you have done them, and I will reward you, and I will compensate you. Because you truly embodied living a life of Torah in mitzvos. You truly are Anas Rachmana Patre. You would have done the mitzvos if you were capable of doing them. The Chida comes and says, because he taught the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, by definition, it was ki'ilu he had done them. The pasuk actually tells us in the beginning of this week's parsha. So the pasuk says the chida. Interestingly, he davens to Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'eschanan el Hashem. Ebra na ve'eres haaretz hatova. Let me come. Let me pass. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Lach. You are their Rav. You are their Rebbe. Says the Chidah, it doesn't mean Rav Lach. It is too much for you. Al Tosef Daberi Lai, don't say anything else. Od Badavar is about this matter. Says the Chidah, Rav Lach, you're their Rebbe. You're consumed with teaching them Torah, inspiring the ways of Hashem to his children, to your Talmidim. And therefore, there's no concern of precedent. On the contrary, Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to give any person that lives their life the way that Moshe Rabbeinu lived his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would love to guarantee, would love to tell them, Mala ani aleicha ki'ilu asisem, that I will make it for you as if you had actually performed them, you had done them. It's a very, very lofty task. But by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and showing on his deathbed, look at the life that I lived. I don't need to say Shema Yisrael on my deathbed. I can sit and relax with my arms crossed. And I can tell you, don't only die with the word Shema Yisrael, but live with Shema Yisrael. Become a chefzah shel mitzvah. Interestingly, the Ponovich Rav traveled around the world collecting funds for his yeshiva. And he was leaving a certain city, if I'm not mistaken, I heard the story that it was none other than Miami Beach. He's collecting funds in Miami Beach, and there was a person that ran to the Ponovich Rav with a few dollars. Oy, I forgot to give you Shliach Mitzvah Geld. Ponovich Rav says, I don't need it. Because I am a Chefsa Shel Shliach Mitzvah. I'm a Chefsa. I am a Mitzvah. I'm living my life trying to come and build more Torah. Ensure more people doing mitzvahs, more people recognizing the awesomeness of Hashem. That's living Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's coming and recognizing Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Avram Avinu, he bedafka has to use the word Anochi Vegames Hagoy, Don Anochi, I Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That is your schus Avram, your schus of being taken out of that land. And being taken and being brought, your children being brought into Eretz Yisrael is in the schus of you coming from the age of 3 till the age of 40, learning and inquiring and being inquisitive, trying to figure out who runs the world until finally you recognize Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Gamez Hagoy Don Anochi. It's the Anochi Hashem Elokecha that ultimately propelled your children to be that Am Sigula, that exalted and mighty nation. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zoche to live the life of Avraham Avinu that he started and continued with Yitzchak and Yaakov and flourished, and much more so under Moshe Rabbeinu. And in their schus, we should ultimately be zoche to the final geula.